The Heritage Center at the Red Cloud Indian School at Pine Ridge showcases the rich and storied traditions of North America's Native community, as well as the skill and creativity that continue to be mainstays of Lakota and other Native American cultures. Mary Maxson is the director of the Heritage Center, which is being noted for outstanding support of the arts by an organization or business. Maxson joins us in advance of the Governor's Awards in the Arts. Mary Maxson, welcome to In the Moment, and congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what this award sort of means on a statewide level. When you find out that this is something you'll be your organization is honored with, what does that do for everybody that you work with?
It's just really uplifting. We do this work day in and day out and have for years. And the recognition is just really important in just, not just about us who is working every day, but what this program is and has been, and the place that it holds in this state and region. It's just really wonderful to be recognized for that.
Take us back a little bit to 1982 and the Heritage Center opening its doors.
Okay, well, I wasn't here then, right. But in 1982, the Heritage Center opened in 1982. It actually began with the start of the Red Cloud Indian Art Show in 1968 or 69, and that is a tradition that we still host the show every summer for 10 weeks, and that was brought here. Originally the brainchild of Father Ted Zern and Bob Savage, who were Father Ted was the president of Red Cloud at that time, and understanding that Lakota culture, language, and art were integral to the community and important for the life of this school. So, and they also wanted to encourage young artists and be able to showcase the art here on the reservation, and share it and provide sales for the artists and a foot in the door. And they started purchasing pieces from the show. And as the show got more popular, I think it was popular all along, but right. As it progressed and the collection progressed, they realized they needed a permanent space for the program. And so the Heritage Center was opened then in the 80s and became more of a, not just an art show every summer, but a full-fledged museum type program.
And so you're studying museum management you're a museum professional. You've worked at different museums throughout the country, really. Tell me a little bit about how this organization, this place is like the others and then unlike anything else.
Well, I mean, it's a little like the others in that we have an exhibition program all year round, curated. We provide traveling shows and on-site shows. We have a museum collection of about 10,000 pieces at this point, so we have a lot of to work with. It's a valuable collection, kind of showing Native art from 1969 until today, and then we have some historic pieces also for some comparison. And we have a gift shop program. Our gift shop is more of a social enterprise where we're buying directly from artists, doing some capacity building, and really providing access to marketplace. Mm. So that's a little different approach than some museum systems. It's also that we're here on the reservation. And so we're providing this to a place that typically has to go thousands of miles to see work from their own culture.
Right.
And so that makes it pretty significant, I would say, and unusual.
And it's garnered attention because of that from other reservations, other communities across the country. What do you hear when other, museum professionals come by or find you online? Artists go places, they show work at more than one location. How does that word get back to you?
We stay in touch with the community pretty well. We try to get out both through the region and then to some of the national Native art markets and other activities so that we know what's going on with them, they know what's going on with us. Our program is very unique, really. There's nothing quite like it. So that's unusual. And it allows us to, you know, just our placement and the approach that we take allows us to be really forward-thinking in the way art venues talk about and think about Native art. It really puts us into a place where we're really considering that much more than some other places are. Does that make sense?
Right. What kind of programming, then, do you try to provide as part of the overall museum experience?
You know, we have the gallery. We have a museum educator that's available for tours and working with school groups and outside groups. We also have a community relations program here on campus, which is not the Heritage Center per se, but we work in tandem with community relations. And that is typically, actually, Red Cloud grads are there. So these are young people who have grown up here, know a lot about the history of this campus. This is a historic campus, and they know about the culture and the art show, and so they can share that with people, too. So that's something that you'll find available here. And then the gift shop, we buy exclusively from artists of the Ochati Shakowi, or the Seven Council Fires of the Sioux Tribes. We buy outright from the artists. So pretty much everything is locally made by an artist. It's, you know, it's going to be what is the artists are interested in today, but it's also using, the gift shop especially uses traditionally culturally connected media like porcupine quills or the star quilts and beadwork. The art show is a little different. It's more easel arts and it's what you think of fine arts, but the art show itself, is all that work is for sale too in the summer. In the winter, we don't do for sale shows very much. We do more museum type shows.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about the permanent collection and the growth of that as you decide what to acquire, and the preservation of that in and of itself becomes a significant contribution to, you know, to the reservation, to South Dakota, to the nation, to the art world. Tell me a little bit about collection and preservation, please.
Well, we handle our collection like a museum does. So it's all protected and climatically controlled, and we keep all the provenance and as much as we can build provenance or what we know about the artwork together. Our own collecting program, the current work program or in the fine arts program, we've been collecting from the art show and other currently working artists, throughout the years. So you can really see through that collection what Native artists have been interested in for the last 50 years. Hmm. And we often try to look at emerging artists or artists that are early in their careers, partly because that's what we can afford, and partly because that gives those artists a little leg up. And then we can follow them through their careers. We do keep an eye on what they're doing. And so through that collection, you can really see what has been prevalent through the Native communities in the arts that they're creating. And then we have some historic collections, mostly donated. We do not actively collect historic pieces. But it's nice to have them so that we can compare
right.
Production methods.
The Heritage
aesthetic.
Center, the Heritage Center at Red Cloud Indian School, winner of Outstanding Support of the Arts by an Organization or Business for the upcoming Governor's Awards in the Arts. Mary Maxson is the director of the Heritage Center. Mary, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.